由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this program.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听《天路导向》。
We are so glad you've joined us today.
非常开心你今天同我万峰同埋同麦克牧师一起相聚。
This series is taking from Jesus' letters to the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
我哋呢个系列信息叫做耶稣谂紧啲乜嘢呢？系根据启示录耶稣写俾七个教会嘅书信编辑而成噶。
And I want to begin today's message by telling you a story.
而喺今日一开始嘅时候，我想为你讲一个故事啊。
A guest speaker was speaking on the subject of missed opportunities.
有一次喺教会里面有一个嘅讲员，外来嘅讲员就用失去嘅机会讲咗一个演讲。
Afterward, a man came up to him and said, "I am sorry that you came to speak to us today."
结束之后，有一个人上嚟对佢讲话：，你今日嚟为我哋演讲，我感到好后悔。
The speaker was puzzled and almost offended by what the man said.
嗰个讲员即刻呆咗一呆，甚至觉得呢个人。做乜啊你？你做乜？好似好冒犯咁样。
Then he continued.
跟住个人就继续讲啦。
The reason I am sorry that you came is because you have reminded me that I have missed God's best for my life.
我之所以对你今日嚟感到好后悔，系因为你曾经提醒咗我，你令到我知道我已经错过咗上帝为我生命所预备最好嘅机会啦。
For once, I felt the call of God to missions.
曾几何时，我感受到上帝呼召我去宣教。
But I thought I first needed to make enough money, so I kept on making money.
但系我却认为自己需要先赚足够嘅钱，所以我就不断咁去赚钱。
And now I have all the money I will ever need for two lifetimes, and yet emptiness is my constant companion.
而家我所赚嘅钱两世都用唔晒，但系我却成日都觉得好空虚。
My listening friends, this man is not alone.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，其实呢个人唔系净系得佢咁噶。
I think many people would testify to the fact that when opportunities present themselves, they fail to act on these opportunities.
我想好多人都经历过，当机会临到喺你面前，自己却系掌握唔住呢个机会嘅情况。
Whether it is because of fear or timidity or lack of faith or apathy or whatever the reason may be, they squander the opportunities that God gives them.
无论系乜嘢原因导致恐惧、胆怯、缺乏信心、冷漠，佢哋浪费咗上帝所赐嘅机会啊！
But here is the good news today.
但是今日我要话一个好消息俾你听。
In God's economy, it's never too late.
喺上帝嘅计划里面，永远都唔会太迟噶。
I want to repeat this.
我想重复一次。
It is never too late.
永远都唔会迟啊。
God is in the forgiveness business.
上帝嘅工作系乜嘢呢？上帝从事嘅工作系饶恕。
God is not honored when you sit back and sulk and regret.
当你停滞不前、自怨自艾嘅时候，你并唔系喺度尊重紧上帝。
Whatever opportunities you feel you missed out on,
无论你觉得自己错过咗啲乜嘢嘅机会
，it is never too late.
从来都唔会太迟啊。
To be sure, past opportunities may never be repeated in the same way and at the same time.Or the same place.
但是可以肯定的是，已经过去了的机会就不会再以相同的方式出现在同一时间同一地点。
But you can be as effective if you pick up the pieces and move forward.
如果你能够重新站立起来继续向前的话，你就能够有果效。
Today's message from the resurrected Christ is to the church in Philadelphia.
今日 我哋要讲嘅呢段嘅信息呢，系复活嘅耶稣基督讲俾腓拉铁非嘅教会听嘅。
This message is one of the most delightful messages that believers could hope to receive from Jesus.
呢一段嘅信息，亦都系信徒期望能够从耶稣嗰度得到最令人开心嘅信息啊！
Jesus was as pleased with these people as he has ever been pleased with anyone.
耶稣对呢啲人非常满意，超过晒任何嘅人。
There is no sin to chastise them for.
佢哋身上系冇任何嘅罪系值得去责备。
There was no false teacher to warn them against.
佢哋中间亦都冇一啲假嘅教师可以去警告。
Of course, my friend, there is no such thing as a perfect church.
咁当然，亲爱嘅听众朋友，这个世界边有一间教会是完美的？
As long as the churches are made up of people, there is only a faithful church or an unfaithful church.
只要教会是由人组成的，就只能话俾你听，这个世界上面一系就忠心的教会，一系就唔忠心的教会，得两种嘅啫。
A faithful church is made up of faithful people.
而忠心的教会就是由忠心的人所组成的。
Now listen to Revelation 3:7-13, the message to the church of Philadelphia.
让我们一起来听在启示录第三章第七到十三节，三章七到十三节启示录里面耶稣对腓拉铁非教会所讲的说话。你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说，那位圣洁真实揸着大卫的锁匙，开了就没人能删，删了就没人能开的上帝说，我知道你们的行为，你是有些力量的，亦都会遵守我的教训，不会弃绝我的名号。我已经在你们前面开了一道门，是没人能够删的。那些撒旦的同党自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是讲大话的人。我要让他们在你脚前下拜，让到他们知道我已经爱你们，因为你们是遵守我的命令忍耐到底。所以在患难来到全世界，全人类要受到试炼的时候，我要保守你们，免去你们的试炼。我会好快嚟到的，你要持守你所有的，以免是被人去抢去你们的冠冕。所有得胜的人，我必定使他们成为我上帝圣殿里面的柱，他们永远不会再离开。我在他们身上去写落我们上帝的名和我上帝的城的名，这个城是从天上我上帝那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，在里面还有我的新名。圣灵向所有教会所讲的说话，凡有耳仔的就应该听。
Philadelphia was the crossroads of that entire region.
腓拉铁非呢，是处于整个地区的一个交通要冲上面。
It was a city of many temples.
这个城市呢，是入面很多的庙的。
Out of deep love for his older brother, King Attalus named the city Philadelphos or Brotherly Love.
阿塔勒斯王呢，出于对他哥哥的爱啊， 将呢个城市叫做菲拉铁菲斯，或者解释出嚟咧，就系好似兄弟咁样嘅爱。其实喺圣经里头呢 ，phileo 呢就系代表紧朋友兄弟嘅爱。而今日我哋喺美国嘅费城呢，亦都系同样都系叫 Philadelphia 嘅。
And because Philadelphia was strategically placed as the gateway to the east.
因为菲拉铁菲呢是通往东方的门户，所以它在策略上面是很重要的。
The Greeks used it to propagate Greek culture throughout Asia Minor and beyond.
希腊人是通过它去小亚细亚，甚至去到更远的东方传播希腊的文化。
In case you did not know this, the Greeks considered the rest of the world to be barbarians.
你可能唔知道啦，嗰时嘅希腊人呢就认为全世界所有人都系野蛮人嚟嘅。
As we saw in the last message and in every message in this series, Jesus takes one of the characteristics of each city.
正如上一讲里面呢，我就讲过，或者每一次节目都讲过呢，耶稣会喺每一个城市里面揾出一个特征出嚟噶。
And either applies it to the church or he warns the church against it.
一系咧就让个教会去应用呢个特征，或者警告教会你要提防呢一点。
And here the risen Christ is saying to the Philadelphians in effect.
其实耶稣复活嘅基督喺呢度呢，好明确咁样话俾腓拉铁腓人听。
Your city is known for exporting Greek culture and Greek language to the world.
你们的城呢最出名就是去传播希腊文化希腊语言啊。
Now I have greater vision for you than Greek language or Greek culture or Greek philosophy.
现在我要给一个更加大的意象你，这个意象比你们希腊语言希腊文化希腊哲学更加大。
Now I have a far more serious message for you to spread abroad.
现在我有一个更加重要的信息要你们去传播。
Christ's open door of opportunity is the very heart of this message.
原来耶稣基督所打开的机会之门就是这个信息的核心。
If there is one foundational verse upon which this whole message rests, it is verse 8.
如果你话要喺成段嘅信息里面揾到一节好关键嘅章节嘅话，就系第八节。
Behold, I have set before you an open door.
我已经为你喺前面开咗一道门，系冇人能够闩嘅。
God always provides opportunities for us to share our faith.
上帝总系提供机会俾我哋去同人分享我哋嘅信仰。
The point is this.
个关键系乜嘢呢？
Do you have eyes to see it?
你有冇眼光去睇到呢个机会呢？
Do you have the spiritual sensitivity to perceive it?
你有冇属灵方面嗰种敏感度去接受佢呢？
Do you have the courage to seize the opportunities?
你有冇勇气去把握佢呢？
Are you willing to walk through these open doors?
你愿唔愿意走入呢个敞开嘅门呢？
The believers in Philadelphia had so many obstacles.
腓拉铁腓嘅信徒系遇到好多嘅难阻。
They had so many difficulties.
佢哋碰到好多嘅困难。
And they would have had every excuse for not sharing their faith.
佢哋亦都有好多嘅借口唔去分享佢哋嘅信仰。
But they would not miss God's opportunities.
但系佢哋冇错过上帝俾佢哋嘅机会啊。
They would not ignore the open door.
佢哋冇忽视嗰个敞开咗嘅门。
They would not squander God's call.
佢哋冇浪费上帝嘅呼召啊。
But here is an important fact.
但系一个重要嘅一点系乜嘢呢？
God's open doors of opportunity will not be open forever.
上帝所敞开嘅机会之门唔系每日都开住噶。
And that is why Jesus is saying, because you are loyal to me and my word.
因此耶稣话俾我哋听，因为你忠于我，并且忠于我嘅话语。
Because you have not denied my name.
你又冇去否认我嘅名字。
Because you have been persevering under pressure.
你亦都系喺压力下面仍然能够持守信仰。
I am going to give you a unique opportunity to do something great for God.
我将要俾你一个特别嘅机会，为上帝做一件大事。
I wonder how many of us really and truly see the opportunities of bringing someone to Christ as an incredible privilege.
我唔知道我哋当中有几多人真正因为能够带领人认识耶稣基督，掌握到呢个系非常特别嘅机会啊。
If the risen Christ were speaking to us today,
今日如果复活嘅耶稣基督同我哋讲嘢嘅话
，He would most certainly say,I have provided you with so many opportunities to share my gospel with others.
他肯定会说，我已经给了你这么多机会同人去分享我的福音。
My listening friends, we have many open doors to share Christ with our neighbors and friends.
其实亲爱的朋友，我们前面有很多敞开了的大门，让我们跟我们的邻居啊，跟我们的朋友去分享耶稣基督。
You can at least encourage them to tune in and to listen to this broadcast.
至少你可以邀请佢收听我哋嘅天路导向啊。
The gospel message is sent through this program by radio and television and the internet to untold millions of people.
我哋天路导向系透过电台、电视、网络，将耶稣基督福音嘅信息传递俾千千万万未认识耶稣基督嘅人。
But you are the one who can tell your friends and neighbors about these opportunities.
但是你却是那个能够将这个机会收听这个节目的机会告诉朋友和邻居听的人。
Some of you may ask, what part can I play to take advantage of these open doors?
有些人可能会问，我能够做什么才能够更有效利用这个敞开的门呢？
And the second question is this, why are these doors open?
而第二条问题就是，点解会有呢啲敞开嘅门呢？
Because Jesus has the key to the door.
原来因为耶稣掌管住门嘅锁匙啊。
What does that mean?
即系点解啊？
It means that Jesus has the authority over the hearts of kings and the poor alike.
即系话，原来耶稣系对君王或者对穷人嘅心系拥有同样嘅权柄。
That Jesus has the authority over every heart and mind everywhere in the world.
耶稣对这个世界上面每一个人的心思意念都拥有同样的权柄。
And one day, he and he alone will shut these doors.
而将来有一日他会，并且只有他才能够将这些门关回。
I don't want you to miss what Jesus said,about the blessings that go with obedience for going through the open door.
请你不要漏了耶稣所讲过的，信服的人走入敞开的大门是会蒙福的。
Listen to verse 9 of Revelation 3.
请你听下启示录第三章第九节。
I will make those who are the synagogue of Satan to claim to be Jews though they are not.But Elias, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you.
那些撒旦的同党自称是犹太人，而其实不是犹太人的，乃是讲大话的，所以我要让他们在你脚前下拜，让到他们知道我已经爱你。
What does it mean by saying that those unfaithful Jews will come to you?
即是什么是那些不忠心的犹太人会去到你面前呢？
It means this.
原来他的意思是这样的。
That your enemies will respond and turn away from their wickedness and repent and become believers.
你的敌人将会回应离开邪恶，并且悔改成为信徒。
To have victory in any warfare, you must go on the offensive.
要想在战争里头得到胜利，你一定要去进攻的。
And it is the same in spiritual warfare.
在属灵上面的战争也都是这样。
You can't just sit there and say, I hope I can have victory in my life.
你不可以坐在这里 就这样说，哎呀，我希望我在生命里头可以得胜啊。
No, you go to Satan's territory and put him on notice.
唔得噶，你一定要冲到去撒旦嘅领地，郑重咁样话俾佢听。
You say to him, Satan, in the name of Jesus and in the power of Jesus and in the strength of Jesus, I'm going to invade your territory.
你要对住撒旦话，撒旦，我奉耶稣嘅名、耶稣嘅大能、耶稣嘅力量，我要攻占你嘅领地。
I am going to rescue the perishing.
我要救嗰啲走向毁灭噶。
I'm going to heal the wounded.
我要医治嗰啲受伤嘅人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣嘅名咁样做。
We must be committed to taking the gospel of the love of Christ to the enemies of the cross.
我哋一定要坚定咁样将耶稣基督爱嘅福音传讲俾嗰啲十字架嘅敌人。
The second promise here is that when we go through the open doors,
所以喺呢度第二个应许就系当我哋走过嗰度敞开嘅门嘅时候
，when we take advantage of the opportunities that God has given us, we will be protected.
当我哋抓住咗上帝所赐予嘅机会嘅时候，我哋就会得着保护。
There are people who pray for protection all the time, and we should.
有啲人总系祈求得着保护系应该嘅。
There are people who pray for protection for their children, and we must.
有啲人祈求让佢嘅子女得着保护系应该嘅。
There are people who pray for their own protection, and that's proper.
有啲人为到自己得到保护而祈祷系合适嘅。
But Jesus promises protection for everyone who obeys him.
耶稣曾经应许过佢会保护所有信服佢嘅人。
Listen to what he said.
请你听下耶稣系点样讲嘅。
Because you have kept my word, I will keep you.
因为你遵守咗我嘅道，我会保护你。
Because you proclaimed and protected my word from being watered down.
因为你宣扬我嘅道，并且捍卫我嘅道，冇让到我嘅道渗咗水，被世俗化。
Because you did not compromise, I will protect you from your enemy's attack.
因为你冇妥协，所以我会保护你免遭敌人嘅攻击。
Finally, the resurrected Christ, as always, promises several things to those who took the opportunity to share the gospel with others.
最后复活嘅基督就好似以往一样，向嗰啲捉住机会同他人分享福音嘅人，应许咗下面几点。
First, they will become pillars in the temple of God.
第一，佢哋会喺上帝嘅圣殿里头做一条柱啊。
A pillar is a symbol of stability and permanence.
一条柱呢系稳定持久嘅象征。
Pillars also represent honor.
柱亦都代表住荣耀。
And Jesus is saying to the faithful believers,
呢个系耶稣同忠心嘅信徒讲嘅。
That those who do not squander the opportunities God has given them will have eternal honor.
嗰啲冇浪费上帝所赐予嘅机会嘅人，将会得着永远嘅荣耀。
Secondly, the person who shares the gospel with others will have the name of Jesus written all over them.
第二，就系同其他人分享福音嘅人，耶稣嘅名将会写满喺佢身上面。
Thirdly, that person will be in safety, security, and glory in the heavenly Jerusalem.
第三，这个人会在天上面的耶路撒冷上面得到安全、保障和荣耀。
Ultimately, Christ will give that person a new name.
最后，耶稣基督是会为那些人去提供一个新的名字。
Please listen carefully, my listening friends, as I'm getting ready to conclude.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我们要做一个总结啊。
A story is told about a lady who had always dreamed of taking a train ride through the countryside.
有一个故事讲的是一位女士，她经常发梦呢是坐火车经过一个乡村，跟着看到田野的风光。
But when she got on the train,
但是当她上到火车的时候，
she spent a great deal of time arranging and rearranging her baggage.
他又用了很多时间去摆他的行李上个架，又怎样摆放他的行李。
And then she became preoccupied with adjusting the curtains.
跟着他又将个窗帘拉来拉去，又搞下个窗帘。
Then she got into an argument with another passenger.
跟着还同个乘客发生争执添。
And just as she was about to sit back and enjoy her ride, her station was called out.
就在他准备好好地坐在这里享受旅途的景色的时候，他到站了。
She said, Oh, I wasted all of my time doing all these useless things and I missed my life's dream.
他说，唉，我为到那些没用的事浪费了时间，错过了实现我一生梦想的机会。
My listening friend, there are so many of us,who are preoccupied with this life's superficialities.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在这个世界上面，很多人都沉迷在今生肤浅的东西里面的。
Until finally our train comes to an end.
直到最后，火车已经到站了。
And then we wonder, why didn't we take up the opportunities that God gave us?
我们先至问自己，为什么没有捉住上帝赐给我们的机会呢？
Remember what I said to you at the beginning of this message.
不知道你还记不记得我今天在节目一开始跟你说的话呢？
Do not waste another moment in regret.
不要再在后悔里头浪费了你人生的另一次机会。
Do not waste another moment asking yourself what could have been.
不要再浪费另一个机会来质问自己为什么之前这样我很后悔。
Instead,
相反来讲，
Arise and go back to the Lord.
勇敢起身，翻翻到主的面前。
Ask him to forgive you for missed opportunities.
请求他原谅你所错过的那些机会。
And ask him to show you new opportunities for the future.
请求他将未来新的机会是向你显明。
Ask him to equip you for the task.
让他是为到那个使命来装备你的人生。
Then ultimately ask him to give you the victory as you invade Satan's territories.
最后在你攻入撒旦领地的时候，请求主为你赐下胜利。
And until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再会。